Welcome to Hubert H. Humphrey Metrodome in Minneapolis, for the game between the Oakland Athletics and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The catcher, Jason Kendall. Batting second. The second baseman, Mark Ellis. Batting third. The right fielder, Milton Bradley. Batting fourth. The DH, Frank Thomas. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Jay Payton. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Eric Chavez. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Nick Swisher. Batting eighth. The left fielder, Bobby Keelty. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Marco Scudero. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Dan Herron. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Luis Castillo. Batting second. The third baseman, Nick Punto. Batting third. The catcher, Mike Redmond. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Michael Cuttier. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Justin Morneau. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Torrey Hunter. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Josh Raby. Batting eighth. The DH, Jason Tyner. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Jason Bartlett. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Francisco Liriano. And now, play ball. Jason Kendall is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Kendall hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bartlett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mark Ellis is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Ellis strikes out. Two outs. Milton Bradley is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Bradley hits a fly ball into right field. Cuttier settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Luis Castillo is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Castillo hits a fly ball into left field. Keelty settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Nick Punto is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Punto strikes out. Two outs. Mike Redmond is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Redmond hits a pop-up towards short. Scudero settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Thomas strikes out. One out. Jay Payton is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Payton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bartlett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eric Chavez is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Chavez hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Redmond scoops up the ball and tags Chavez for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Michael Cuttier is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Cuttier strikes out. One out. Justin Morneau is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Morneau takes first base on ball four. Torrey Hunter is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Hunter strikes out. Two outs. Josh Raby is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Raby hits a ball on the ground towards third. Chavez fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Nick Swisher is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Swisher hits a fly ball into center field for a base hit. Matt Garza now pitching. Bobby Keelty is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Keelty strikes out. 1 out. Marco Scudero batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Scudero hits a fly ball into right field. Cuttier settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jason Kendall is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Kendall is 0-for-1 in the game. Kendall hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Swisher moves to third. Mark Ellis is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Ellis is 0-for-1 in the game. Ellis hits a line drive towards short. Bartlett reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 0, and the Twins 0. The Twins will come to bat. Jason Tyner is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Tyner hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Heron fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Jason Bartlett is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Bartlett hits a line drive into right field. Bradley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Luis Castillo is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Castillo is 0-for-1 in the game. Castillo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Scudero scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 0, and the Twins 0. The Athletics will come to bat. Milton Bradley is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Bradley is 0-for-1 in the game. Bradley hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Thomas is 0-for-1 in the game. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bartlett fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. Jay Payton is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Payton is 0-for-1 in the game. Payton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bartlett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 0, and the Twins 0. The Twins will come to bat. Nick Swisher now playing left field. Dan Johnson now playing first base. Nick Punto is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Punto is 0-for-1 in the game. Punto strikes out. 1 out. Mike Redmond is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Redmond is 0-for-1 in the game. Redmond hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Michael Cuttier is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Cuttier is 0-for-1 in the game. Cuttier hits a fly ball into center field. Payton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Justin Morneau batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Morneau is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Morneau hits a pop-up towards third. Chavez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 0, and the Twins 0. The Athletics will come to bat. Eric Chavez is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Chavez is 0-for-1 in the game. Chavez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Castillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Nick Swisher is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Swisher is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Swisher takes first base on ball 4. Dan Johnson is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Johnson hits a fly ball into center field for a base hit. Swisher moves to second. Marco Scudero is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Scudero is 0-for-1 in the game. Scudero hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bartlett fields it and throws to second for the out. Swisher moves to third. 2 outs. Jason Kendall is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Kendall is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kendall strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Torrey Hunter is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Hunter is 0-for-1 in the game. Hunter strikes out. 1 out. Josh Raby is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Raby is 0-for-1 in the game. Raby strikes out. 2 outs. Jason Tyner is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Tyner is 0-for-1 in the game. Tyner hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Heron fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Mark Ellis is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Ellis is 0-for-2 in the game. Ellis hits a pop-up towards third. Punto settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Milton Bradley is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Bradley is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bradley hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Thomas is 0-for-2 in the game. Thomas hits a fly ball into left field. Raby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jay Payton is at the plate with a count of 0-0. There goes Bradley. The throw from Redmond and he is safe. Bradley steals second. Jay Payton is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Payton is 0-for-2 in the game. Payton hits a fly ball into left center field. The ball bounces into the stands for a ground rule double. Bradley scores. It's 1-0, Athletics. Eric Chavez is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Chavez is 0-for-2 in the game. Chavez hits a fly ball into center field. Hunter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Jason Bartlett is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Bartlett is 0-for-1 in the game. Bartlett hits a fly ball into right field. Bradley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Luis Castillo is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Castillo is 0-for-2 in the game. Castillo hits a fly ball into center field. Payton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Nick Punto is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Punto is 0-for-2 in the game. Punto hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ellis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Twins nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Nick Swisher is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Swisher is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Swisher hits a fly ball into center field. Hunter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Dan Johnson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Johnson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Morneau scoops it up and throws to first, with Garza covering, for the out. 2 outs. Marco Scudero batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Scudero is 0-for-2 in the game. Scudero hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jason Kendall is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Kendall is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kendall hits a ball on the ground towards third. Punto picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Punto. Scudero moves to third. Mark Ellis is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Ellis is 0-for-3 in the game. Ellis strikes out. the side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Mike Redmond is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Redmond is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Redmond hits a fly ball into center field. Peyton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Michael Cuttier is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Cuttier is 0-for-2 in the game. Cuttier hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Justin Morneau is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Morneau is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Morneau hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Bradley throws the ball into Ellis, who tags Morneau trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Cuttier moves to third. Two outs. Torrey Hunter is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Hunter is 0-for-2 in the game. Hunter hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Heron fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Twins nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Milton Bradley is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Bradley is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Bradley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Punto fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of three balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-3 in the game. Thomas hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Raby. Thomas reaches second base with a double. Jay Payton is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Payton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Payton strikes out. Redmond drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Payton out. Two outs. Denys Ray is now pitching. Eric Chavez is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Chavez is 0-for-3 in the game. Chavez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bartlett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Joe Mauer pinch hits for Josh Raby. Joe Mauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Mauer hits a line drive into left field. Swisher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jason Tyner is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Tyner is 0-for-2 in the game. Tyner hits a fly ball into center field. Payton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jason Bartlett is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Bartlett is 0-for-2 in the game. Bartlett strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Twins nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Lou Ford now playing left field. Nick Swisher is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Swisher is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Swisher strikes out. One out. Dan Johnson is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Johnson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Johnson strikes out. Two outs. Juan Rincon now pitching. Marco Scudero is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Scudero is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Scudero hits a fly ball into left field. Ford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Houston Street now pitching. Luis Castillo is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Castillo is 0-for-3 in the game. Castillo hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Ellis reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Nick Punto is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Punto is 0-for-3 in the game. Punto hits a fly ball into left field. Swisher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Redmond is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Redmond is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Redmond hits a ball on the ground towards short. Scudero scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Oakland Athletics, 1, and Minnesota Twins, 0. Goodbye from Hubert H. Humphrey Metrodome in Minneapolis.